B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's called Date 'em or Dump 'em. The fate of a relationship is in your hands. Our radio family member, we're going to join Alyssa here. Welcome, Alyssa, to the Me and Your Mind the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Now, Alyssa, you clearly are having a red flag with the relationship. And the way that this works is that you're going to tell us what is that red flag. And then we're going to have our radio family call in at 704-570-9595 to say you should continue dating them, give them a chance, or dump them. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Tell us what's going on, Alyssa. Why are you even on dump them or date them?
So I've been dating this guy for about a month. And he's really great. He's really super cute and really nice. And he has a great job. And you know, I think he just, you know, looks like he's got himself together.
He checks all the boxes.
Yeah. But like, we went out a couple nights ago, and he told me that he cheated in his last relationship. And like, that's not really what, you know, is like the red flag for me. What he said was, like, he dated this person for 2 years, and then he got bored. And so that's why he cheated.
That was his reason.
Yeah, he was like, which, you know, that sort of, like, made me pause, because I was like, why?
It's not like he fell in love with someone else, which even, yeah. I don't think that makes it okay to cheat.
Right.
But he said he got bored.
Yeah, he just got bored. And I'm just like, he was confused why I didn't like it also. So, like, it's sort of two things.
Like,
he got bored, and then also he didn't understand why I thought that was not
strange.
Good. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you're with someone for 2 years, don't you owe them a certain amount of respect to just say, like, this was a good relationship, but now it's over?
Well, now, Alyssa, let me ask you this. Was he saying it like in a... Was he telling you this like, hey, you know, this is what has happened. I've moved. I'm better. I'm a better person now. That was the old me. Was it like a disclosure of, but hey, I'm not that guy anymore? Or was he disclosing it in a way of, I hope that we don't end up boring because I'm going to cheat? Like, how was this delivered?
I mean, like, you know, that's like kind of part of the problem. It was like a little vague. And like, he backtracked like a little bit, like after I sort of like gave him, you know, that look where you're like, what? You know, he's like, well, I don't, you know, I don't do that anymore. But I don't know. That's why I'm...
I think maybe he was trying to be open and honest with you. Like, just clearing the air. And why not just throw it out there? Maybe, I mean, Loren, give him a little credit.
Too open and honest, quite honestly. because I feel like it takes... like, somebody's really got to learn from a situation. You know I trust no one. So if he told me that, I'd be like, I might date him if he was, you know, really cute at that point, but I would always have an ear up on how our relationship was going. Like, I would have an insecurity that if he got bored, he would be straying.
Well, the great thing is, everyone, that most of the people that are listening in the MRL fam and our audience have been through this and will call us. Like, a lot of people that hear your situation, Alyssa, would say, oh, this is how you have to handle it. And that's what Alyssa needs right now. If anyone has been in that position, give us a shout.
704-570-9595. Date them or dump them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Alyssa went out on a date with a guy. He says that he cheated in the past because the relationship got boring, and now it's time for date them or dump them. Should she stay and date them, or should she dump them? Let's talk with Sarah in Mooresville. You're on with Date 'em and Dump 'em. But by the way, if other people want to join in too, you can call at 704-570-9595. What do you think, Sarah?
Good morning. Alyssa, I think you should dump him just because you're going to feel worse after the relationship than you do, like, right now. Because if he cheats on you, you're going to think, oh, what did I do wrong? And it wasn't you. He told you that he was straight before. It's him, and it's his mind, and it's his problem.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Sarah. Alyssa, you're going to be kicking yourself in the rear if he cheats on you, and you're going to be like, well, he told me he does this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that does. That makes a ton of sense.
It seems like, Alyssa, that everyone's kind of in that mindset. It's pretty unanimous as far as the texts go. 704 texted in and said, well, he was up front with you. And then later on, when he gets bored, he's just going to be like, blah, 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 I told you so.
Why is no one giving him credit, Sarah, Alyssa, Loren, Roy, for coming out and being honest and trying maybe to start this relationship with Alyssa off on a
gullible.
An honest footing.
You're so gullible.
But he's just being honest. And by the way, Alyssa said he was good looking too, Sarah.
Well, psychology says that if you're cheating once, you're going to cheat again. I mean, I'm a psychology major. I know that, like, if you cheat once, you're going to cheat again, and it's a human aspect of the brain. So it's just a matter of time before he does it again, in my perspective.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
And it's not like he set this up and he's like, I've learned from my mistakes. You know, it was really stupid. I shouldn't have done it. Like, he didn't give her any of that information. He just said, I got bored.
You know, you wouldn't tell a future employer that you got fired from the last job. Why is he revealing this cheating thing?
Yeah, you're in a job interview and you're like, yeah, I mean, I have an attendance problem.
I just think that, and by the way, Lacey's on the phone. Hi, good morning, Lacey.
Hi. Yeah, she should definitely dump him. He's obviously scum. No one just cheats because they get bored. If you're bored, break up with the person. Don't just go cheat. That's a really crappy thing to do. So I would definitely dump him.
All right.
Obviously, he has no regard for
you. Thanks, Lacey.
863 just texted in and said, date him for fun and give him a taste of his own medicine.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Whitney in Fort Mill, what do you think?
I think that she should date him because he's already coming forward with the truth. I mean, maybe that's not who he is anymore.
That's what I say. That's kind of where, like, we get on people real quick, Whitney and Alyssa, for lying, especially guys. Oh, he lied to you. Well, here's a guy who's being honest with you about what he did in his past, and yet we're punishing him.
I agree. Give him credit.
All right. Thanks, Whitney. All right, Alyssa, you got your answer.
An overwhelming dump them, but a couple datums.
Where are we going? What are we going to do?
You know, I like that person that said, like, date him and just give him a taste of his own medicine. Yeah. I mean,
oh my gosh, it's so cool. That's so cool.
I mean, here's the thing. Right. He's really cute.
Okay, Alyssa, you keep us up to date with what goes on, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, guys. This has been really helpful, actually.
Good. Yeah. Helpful. She's going to date him and then cheat and then dump him. Helpful show.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We've got a brand new senseless survey where a call asking crazy questions coming up at 5. Don't go anywhere.